السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, you may be wondering, why did I recite the verse of the Quran Sharif in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that verily we reveal the Holy Quran and we have taken upon ourselves the protection of this Holy Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala has taken it upon himself, so nobody can destroy the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala has got various ways of protecting this Quran Sharif, and one of the ways is by making it easy for us to by heart the Quran Sharif, something that was not possible with regards to the other kitabs of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So you may be wondering that why have I recited this verse instead of the normal verse that we recite about zikr, because it's a majlis of zikr. The reason for that is that whilst we are here at the madrasa with Allah Ta'ala's fazal and ihsan, three young girls completed the hifz of the Quran Sharif from Appa Jamila's hifz class. One is my granddaughter of about 11 years of age, one the daughter of Junaid Kuvadia, and another of our brother Bakash. Now this is something that was not heard of in the past, that little children by hearting the Quran Sharif, especially in South Africa I'm talking about, or young girls by hearting and memorizing the Quran Sharif. So it's a great ni'mat that they have been blessed with. And I make a lot of shukr to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And I hope that all these grandchildren who will receive 11 passports, one for themselves to enter into Jannat, and the other 10 to give to their relatives and family members or friends. So inshallah they won't forget this sinful grandfather of theirs on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah Ta'ala tells them that now you can enter Jannat. And of course their apas and their asatiza, whoever, and their parents and whoever made an effort. However, we have to understand it, as I always explain nowadays, that we have to put everything into its proper perspective. I'm not giving a full bayan or anything on the Quran Sharif tonight. It's a majlis of zikr. But one or two things about the Quran Sharif. That we know that there are many competitions in this world. One day I was returning from Marin Hill some years ago. And those days this competition, this Reader's Digest competition, was not so well known. Some people used to enter and it was like a luxury at that time for people to buy a Reader's Digest. But there was some kind of a competition that used to come in those magazines, that the person has won 50,000 rand, 100,000 rand. Now those days 50,000 was big money. So they said that you have been selected, you have received 6 numbers and you will be winning 60,000 rand. But they have a catch there, that if your number is one of those winning numbers. So I gave a person a lift on the return, a simpleton, a very simple person, he was wearing a topi. And those were days when you could give lifts to people, unlike these days, where it is very, very dangerous. Even if you see a person with a topi, you do not know who the person is, whether he's a hijacker or he's a real, true, good Muslim. Nevertheless, in the car, I asked him, what work do you do? He said, well, I was working for so-and-so in a certain shop, but the salary was very poor, and the boss was very hard. But now I'm okay, because I just got the information that I have won 50,000 rands. My number has appeared and I've got the good news that I'm getting 50,000 rands. So I've given up the job. I gave my notice to the boss. I've given up the job. So I said, why, did you read properly there? That did you win, or is your number one of those numbers? If selected, then you will win. So the poor chap didn't even read it properly, and he already gave notice in expectation of the 50,000 rands. So that was just by the way. But what I was saying is that in these competitions, they say you have passed the first stage, you have passed the second stage, you have passed the third stage, and now you're in the finals. So the Quran Sharif, first of all, we passed the first stage, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blessed us with Islam and Iman. That's the first stage that we all passed, Alhamdulillah. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala strengthen our Iman. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make this Iman such that it becomes the means of our entry into Jannah. Allah Ta'ala must not cause it to shake up by temptations along the route. People have sold their Iman and their Islam for miserable coins. Their deen is being sold just to, for the pleasure of the nafs. So Alhamdulillah, all Muslims, all believers in the world passed the first stage, that we got Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Now that was the first stage, which was the most important stage. It was the other way around. This was the most important stage, that at least everybody who has got the Kalima has passed that stage. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala selected from those millions of Muslims people who are able to read the Quran Sharif. I'm talking about just recitation of the Quran Sharif. From those billion Muslims, if you have to really go around the world, and not go around the world, just go around our areas into our localities and go and take examinations at the madrasas. Now if the condition of some madrasas is such where the recitation is extremely poor, then what about those who haven't even entered those madrasas? There are millions of them who haven't even seen the inside of a maktab or a madrasa in the world even today. So it is a second stage that Alhamdulillah millions have passed, that they have at least been blessed with the recitation of the Quran Sharif, that they can read, they can look inside the Quran Sharif and read. And that is also a great ni'mat, all the virtues, read Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's Fazail Quran Sharif, and we will get so much of virtues there. I'm not going into any details tonight. So we passed that stage, or so many of them passed that stage, Alhamdulillah. Then there was a third stage, that of those who could read the Quran Sharif, to make hifz of that Quran Sharif. So these young girls and young boys, they have been so fortunate that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made them pass that stage also, that they completed the hifz of the Quran Sharif. What a great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Because Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what did he receive from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? He received the Quran Sharif. All the other mu'jizats of the Anbiya Alayhimus Salatu Wasalam, the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala went, his mu'jizah went with him. If somebody has to find the stick or staff of Hazrat Musa Alayhi Salatu Wasalam today, if somebody has to find it, the authentic, and say that this is the authentic one, it was preserved somewhere in some museum, then too, if we have to pick up that stick, it is not going to turn into a snake. If we have to drop that stick onto the ground, it's not going to turn into a huge serpent and frighten all the enemies away. Because if we had that staff today, all we had to do is just take it and go to Israel. And if it opened its mouth like that, all would have run for their lives, and they would have believed in Islam. But the thing is that that mu'jiza of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was exclusive. It was with him. It was restricted to the hands of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The stick may be there, but where are you going to find the hand of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? The same with the ring of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, with which he was able to make musakhar of all the jinnat, subject all the jinnat to his command, and so much of other karamat or mu'jiza that ring of his head. Now if somebody has to find that ring today and say that I challenge all the jinnat now because I got the ring of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, one big jinn will get hold of him, or even a small one, and will make him dance. So that ring, he will not be able to do anything, because that was exclusive. It was restricted to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. In this way, all the other Nabis, we can look at their mu'jizats. But the mu'jiza of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is a living mu'jiza. This Quran Sharif is a living mu'jiza. The barakat, the rahmat, and the noor that the Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba Ikram witnessed with this Quran Sharif, it is still there. If only the person purifies his heart, then he can still get that same barakat, that same noor, and the same rahmat. The same thing still, because it is a living mu'jiza. It's not a dead mu'jiza.
Gumra na milega tumhe shaitan se battar, aur haadi na milega tumhe Quran se behtar. Gumra na milega tumhe shaitan se battar, aur haadi na milega tumhe Quran se behtar.
You will never find a better guide than the Quran Sharif, and you won't find anyone more astray than shaitan. So the Quran Sharif up till now, it is hidayat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen. Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. The Quran Sharif is Hudal Lil Alameen. And the Kaaba Sharif is Qibla Lil Alameen. So the Quran Sharif's Noor Barakat is still there. So many of them have passed that stage, that they have become hafizes of the Quran Sharif. Hazrat Maulana Deenpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says he was going, or that was his life, visiting different areas and going to different madaris and attending different jalsas. So a few years ago, when he was returning from one place, it's called Chishtiyan in Pakistan. So he says, "Wahan se main aa raha hoon, aur 80 bachiyon ne Quran-e-Sharif ka hifz khatam kiya. 80 girls completed the hifz of the Quran-e-Sharif." And he says that in the boys' section, the large number that completed, he says, usme ek 7 saal ka bachcha bhi tha. 7-year-old child. He too also had memorized the Quran Sharif. So this is the fazl of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is not our greatness and our kamal. Allah Ta'ala is using us for the protection of the Quran Sharif. So we pass, or those people who have made hifz of the Quran Sharif, they have passed that stage. Now they are coming closer to that in'am. We say you pass this stage, that stage, that stage, and now you are going to win that 100,000. So like that, we have passed first stage, second stage, third stage. Now they have become hafizes of the Quran Sharif, so there's great in'ams for them, great rewards for them, great prizes for them that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got. And some of the prizes are not only going to be given to them, but just as how in this world, when a person is happy and is excited that his grandchild has completed the Quran Sharif, or his child has completed the Quran Sharif, or his child completed matric or university, got some degree, then they don't only give gift to the child, they give gifts to the parents also. Congratulations to the parents, they give them gifts also. It is exactly the same system. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also knows the mizaj of man. Allah Ta'ala is the one who created us, so He knows our mizaj. So Allah Ta'ala says that now these people, the reward time is coming now. So they passed all these stages, but there's still one stage to pass before they get that reward. Now the mistake that we make is that we jump from here to there, that they already got the reward, just like that person said that he got some notification, his 6 numbers are there, so therefore he has won the prize. Whereas he had not won the prize as yet, there was still one more step to go through, that number had to be selected to get that prize. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informed us that these people, they will get tremendous amount of gifts, prizes, rewards, awards. And what can be more better than the award given by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? That the crown of Noor they will be given, the shine of which the parents, now we are talking about, Ulbesa walidahu tajan yawm al-qiyamah. The parents will be given the crown of Noor, the shine of which will be greater than the shine of the sun, if the sun had to be in the home of one of you. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that then think what would be the reward of the reader of that Quran Sharif, or the one who has become hafiz. But then the condition, as I said, that one more stage to pass, and that is man qara al Quran wa amila bima fi. I always repeat this, amila bima fi, that the person practices on that which is in the Quran Sharif. And also that the crown that the reader of the Quran Sharif will get, the person who has become hafiz of the Quran Sharif, besides all those great, great rewards and awards that Allah Ta'ala will give him, one of the awards is that the person will be given entry into Jannat and will be told that you can make shafa'at for 10 members of your family who have been destined to go to Jahannam, fire of hell. But because of the recitation of the Quran Sharif, the hifz of the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying that now you can take the 10 family members also. And that is the reason why Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahab Damat Barakatuhum says that the Hafiz will be given 11 passports. So this, when will the person get? Again, if we have to look at it, Man qara al-Qur'an fastazharahu wa ahalla halalahu wa harrama harama. That is the condition. In other words, these hafizes of the Quran Sharif must not think that from here now you have jumped there and you got the awards. But you have passed these stages, which is the fazl of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which shows that Allah Ta'ala wants to give you those awards. Allah Ta'ala has desired khair for you. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants you and your parents and your family members all to benefit. And Allah Ta'ala is not going to run short. He doesn't want to save those gifts. Sometimes they try to save those gifts. They make it very difficult so that you can't get there, so that those gifts do not get distributed. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala is not in need of any gifts. Allah Ta'ala is the giver of all gifts. So therefore He wants us to claim those gifts. So now only one more hurdle that is left, and that is to make amal on the teachings of the Quran Sharif. If the person makes amal on that, considers haram as haram, halal as halal, stays away from those things that Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are displeased with. I repeatedly say that a hafiz of the Quran, when he is tempted to commit sin, or if she is tempted to commit sin, straight away just think, what have I got in my heart? I've got that same Quran Sharif which took 23 years to come upon the heart of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I've got it in my heart. 23 years Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam went up and down, so many times he went and he brought the Quran Sharif to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And that whole Quran Sharif Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave it to us so easily in our hearts. Because their Quran Sharif was sometimes revealed in the battlefield, sometimes at home, sometimes in safar, and sometimes in hazar, and sometimes in cold weather, and sometimes in hot weather. So much so that the Mufassireen have declared, in the light of the tafsir of Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, that there are 6 ayat of the Quran Sharif which were not even revealed on the earth or in the heavens. 6 ayat, they were revealed not on the earth or in the heavens. These were revealed where? The last 2 ayats, Aman al-Rasul, and the 3 ayats of Safat. Now these ayats, they say, was revealed when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was on his way to the Mi'raj. The 3 ayats were in between the earth and the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the last 2 ayats of Surah Baqarah, from Aman al-Rasul to the end, that was given as a gift in the night of Mi'raj. Even all that they have sorted out for us. So this Quran Sharif, imagine, which sometimes was revealed in the heavens and sometimes on the arsh, and sometimes when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was right in the presence of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and sometimes on the earth. Now all that majmua, we have got it in our heart. So when you're tempted to commit sin, then just think that, what an amanat I am carrying in my hand. How can I be carrying such an amanat, such a precious consignment, and be neglectful? The more precious the consignment, the more alert the person is, that this is a consignment of diamonds and pearls. I cannot be neglectful. He keeps looking right, left, front, behind him, that nobody must hijack him. Even if you are taking a few hundred rands or 1,000 rands to the bank, we keep on looking all sides these days. So how much the hafiz must be looking around, that shaitan and nafs must not attack him and hijack him and take him sometimes towards the prostitute quarters, and sometimes to the cinema, and sometimes to the porn sites on the internet, and sometimes to some other haram music and music festival, and sometimes to some other kind of haram actions and deeds. That is the hijacking of nafs and shaitan. So I congratulate the parents also, I congratulate the teacher also, I congratulate all those who made some effort in ensuring that they were progressing in their learning of the Quran Sharif, to get them up in the morning to prepare their sandwiches and give them breakfast and send them, make sure they go to the madrasa, then listen to their door and listen to their sabak. It's not an easy thing. So all this, those people who are involved, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must give them the best of rewards in dunya and akhirah. And now it is their duty to make sure that they provide such an environment, such a home environment for these girls and for those boys who have become hafizes, that it is conducive to the practice of Islam, and that it is not something that takes them away from deen and sharia. May Allah ta'ala give them the tawfiq to recite as much as possible, to learn the meaning of the Quran Sharif, and then to make amal on the Quran Sharif, and to propagate the message of the Quran Sharif. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Since nobody can do anything with his own effort, it is a tawfiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So therefore we read again, majala hai kuch bhi kar saku main.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہیچ ہیں سب میرے ارادے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہیچ ہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ
See whose car is that going to switch your alarm off.
رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں raha mein bekar zindagi bhar bas ab to mashghool-e-kaar mein hoon raha mein bekar zindagi bhar bas ab to mashghool-e-kaar mein hoon
oh allah I remain useless all my life now make me a useful person
raha mein bekar zindagi bhar bas ab to mashghool-e-kaar mein hoon har dam karun main ae mere bari allahu allah allahu allah Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari Allahu Allah 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 Allahu Allah
Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi bahut hi ganda hai haal mera Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi bahut hi ganda hai haal mera gunah mein aalooda ho raha hai ruwa ruwa baal baal mera gunah mein aalooda ho raha hai ruwa ruwa baal baal mera ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke durust kar de maal mera ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke durust kar de maal mera ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke durust kar de maal mera teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main usi mein ho intiqal mera ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke oh allah these are the last days of my life and all of us should consider every minute to be the last minute of our life the last every day to be the last day of our life every hour to be the last hour of our life especially in these days we know that a person just makes a telephone call to his friend and he says I will meet you later in the evening and 1 minute later again he receives a call that friend whom you spoke to 1 minute ago is gone short and gone finish accident and gone so we must consider this to be the last day of our life and the person who knows it is his last day then he won't engage in and indulge in actions which are displeasing to Allah Ta'ala whom he is going to be meeting very soon because he's considering it as his last day
ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke durust kar de maal mera teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main usi mein ho intiqal mera
O Allah, the days of my life which are left, I must live in your love, in your muhabbat, in the muhabbat of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And I must die in that love of yours.
Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Teri madad ho, meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho, meri talab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho.
O Allah, this is Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi Sikh, a great wali of Allah Ta'ala. Then what our condition is? He says, all my life has gone in sinning. Now give me the tawfiq of doing good deeds. A wali of Allah Ta'ala, he is considering himself as a great sinner. And we make two rakat namaz, read one tasbih, and then we consider ourselves to be Junaid Baghdadi of the time. If we look at our actions, look at our dealings, look at our relationship with our family members, with our parents, with our friends, with our clients and customers, then even shaitan becomes ashamed of our actions.
Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Rahoon mein mashghool zikr o taat, bas ab yehi shughal roz o shab ho. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah,
Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab-o-gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar. Tu hi tu aaye nazar dekhun jidhar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekhun jidhar.
Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne, gaur karo machli ke shikam mein Yunus ko rakha kisne. Pehle aag mein dala phir aag ko phool kiya kisne, unke naam ki gun gaate hain Ibrahim Khalilullah illallah 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 illallah
illallah, 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 illallah. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف اے میرے پیارے اللہ اے میرے رحیم اللہ اے میرے قریب اللہ اے میرے معاف کرنے والے اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ مائی لونگ اللہ My caring Allah, my compassionate Allah, oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh Allah, you are Kareem. Kareem is the one who gives without a person deserving. Oh Allah, we know that we are deserving of the worst of all punishment. But oh Allah, you are the one who gives ni'mats without deserving. Ay Allah, bless us with your ni'mat of forgiveness. Ay Allah, we know we are not deserving of it, but you are Kareem of my beloved Allah. Ay Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. You have attached them to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day and night and beg of you. The more we beg of you, the more pleased you become. Oh Allah, human beings become angry if we have to beg of them. If we don't beg of you, you become angry. Allah, therefore we are extending these begging bowls before you. And your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that something that's most beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. Ey Vere Allah, therefore we are coming with our oceans of sins. Ya Allah, we are extending these hands with our mountains of sins. But oh my beloved Allah, if man can make a dynamite stick which can blow up huge mountains, then oh Allah, what is it difficult for you to blow away these mountains of sins of ours with your dynamite of tawbah? Oh Allah, we are making istighfar and tawbah. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you to blow up these mountains of sins of ours with your forgiveness. Ey mere pyare khuda, hamare hal par raham farma le. Ey Allah, hum bahut gande hai. Ey Allah, hum napaak hai. Hum siyakar hai. Hum gunegar hai. Hum badkar hai. Hum sab kuch hai, bande tere hai. Mere maula, tujhe chhod ke hum jaye kaha. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Mere maula, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you. Oh my beloved Allah, there is no support for us besides your support. If you turn away your glance of rahmat from us, then my beloved Allah, you tell us, where do we go? Which other door is there for us where we can go and tap? Which other home is there for us where we can go in and beg? Oh my beloved Allah, do not turn away your nigah of rahmat from us. Ay Allah, forgive us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night. Oh Allah, even if there is a tiny little black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Oh Allah, how can you not see us when we are in cinemas or theaters or casinos or in adultery or in fornication or watching some filthy movie or having some filthy novel or magazine in our hands? Ya Allah, everything is before your sight and you can seize us there and then, and you could have seized us, oh my Allah, there and then. It is only your shan of Rahimi and Karimi that you did not seize us. Oh my Allah, how forgiving you are, how tolerant you are. Oh my Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins of our eyes, oh my beloved Allah. This precious ni'mat of the sight that you blessed us with, ya Allah, we used it for so much of haram viewing. Oh my beloved Allah, if there had been another Allah, he would have snatched away our sight when we were viewing that which was prohibited and forbidden for us. But oh Allah, how much of haram viewing we did, and still you have given us this great ni'mat of sight. Ey Allah, you have blessed us with speech. We have taken so much of false oaths and qasams. We have spoken so much of lies. Oh Allah, with this tongue we have committed so much of evil. But still you have blessed us with the power of speech. Allah, with our ears we have listened to so much of haram. Still you are giving us the ni'mat of hearing. Allah, our heart, liver and lungs are still functioning. Ey mere Allah, tu kitna raheem Allah hai. Tu kitna pyara Allah hai. Ey Allah, tu kitna haleem Allah hai. Oh my beloved Allah, hum kitne namak haram hai. Ke teri hi ni'matein kha kha kar. Ey Allah, we eat the food provided by you. We breathe in the air given by you. Oh Allah, we use the health and strength given by you. We use the wealth provided by you for your disobedience. Ay mere Allah, ay Allah, hum jaise namak haram koi nahi, lekin mere Allah, hum tere samne hamare gunegar haath phailaye hue hain. Mere Allah, aaj is Quran Sharif ke khatam ki barkat se hamare gunahon ko maaf kar de. Ay Allah, Quran Majeed ke khatam ki barkat se hum sab ki maghfirat kar de. Ay Allah, ye tera paak kalam hai. Mere Allah, iski rahmat aur barkat se hamare dilon ko dho dal. Ay Allah, ye mubarak mehfil hai. Ay Allah, tu isko قبول کر لے. اے اللہ, جن بچیوں نے قرآن مجید حفظ کیا ہے, اے اللہ, give them the توفیق to recite the Quran Sharif in abundance.
to learn the Quran Sharif's meaning and to make amal on the Quran Sharif and to propagate the message of the Quran Sharif. Allah, accept all those who made an effort towards their hifz. Allah, their parents, reward them with the best of rewards in this world and the akhirat. Ya Allah, their teacher, give us the best of rewards in this world and the akhirat. Whoever, oh Allah, assisted them in the completion of the Quran Sharif, give them the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ay Allah, in sab ko tu bhalai se mala mal kar de. Ay Allah, dunya bhi de aur akhirat bhi de. In sab ko khushiyan de is dunya mein bhi aur akhirat mein. Ay Allah, Quran Majeed par amal ki taufeeq ata farma. Ay Allah, hum sab gunahgar hai, lekin mere pyare khuda, hum tujhse gunahon ki maafi talab kar rahe hai. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, bless us all with long life. Bless us with good health. We are physically ill and we are spiritually ill. Our hearts have become dirt bins, oh my beloved Allah. We have filled our hearts with envy, with jealousy, with malice, with greed, with pride, with all kinds of evil passions and desires. Ay Allah, there's no corner left in our hearts for your muhabbat. Mere pyare khuda, forgive this major sin of ours. Give us the hearts that you give to the awliya-e-siddiqeen. Hame musaffa, mujalla, muzakka, qulub ata farma. Teri quwwat-e-jazb se hum sab ko apna bana le. Oh Allah, draw us towards you with your power of pull. Ay Allah, we are extremely weak. We cannot seem to reach, oh my beloved Allah, because nafs and shaitan derail us every time that we try to reach you. Ay mere pyare khuda, give us himmat. Ay mere Allah, give us courage. Oh Allah, make us strong against nafs and shaitan. Give us the himmat of lions against this fox of nafs and shaitan. Ey mere pyare khuda, hume sehat de. Bless us with afiyat. Bless us with salamati. Bless us with your qurb. Bless us with your marifat. Bless us with your yaqeen. Allah, bless us with such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Oh my beloved Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Oh my beloved Allah, if we become like the sardines on the surface, then oh Allah, even little children can snatch us away. Oh Allah, if we become like sardines, then nafs and shaitan will snatch us away. Oh my beloved Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat, far, far away from the hands of nafs and shaitan. Ey mere pyare khuda, hum sab ko apne maqbooleen mein shumar kar le. Ey Allah, hame tawakkul naseeb farma. Bless us with tawakkul, oh my beloved Allah. Bless us with your marifat. Bless us with a life of sabr and shukr, oh Allah. Ey Allah, hame neki aur taqwa wali zindagi ata farma. Light up our hearts with the noor of Quran Sharif. Light up our hearts with the noor of ibadat and zikr and tilawat. Light up our hearts with the noor of the khidmat of your creation, oh my beloved Allah. Ey mere rahim Allah. Ey mere kareem Allah. Dunya bhar ke andar halat aaj musalmanon ke khilaf hai. Oh my Allah, everyone has ganged up against the Muslim Ummah. Aaj musalman ummat ke sar par haath pherne wala koi nahi raha. Ay Allah, apne bhi dushman aur ghair bhi dushman. Ay Allah, hum jaye kahan? Apne bhi dushman aur ghair bhi dushman. Na hum rahe kisi ke aur na koi raha hamara. Ey mere Allah, hum kaisi manzil pe aa gaye hain? Na koi apna, na hum kisi ke. اے اللہ ہم کیسی منزل پہ آ گئے ہیں نہ کوئی اپنا نہ ہم کسی کے میرے اللہ تو ہی ہمارا بن جا اے اللہ you are the Allah that was the Allah of Badr you are the Allah that was the Allah of Uhud you are the Allah that was the Allah of Khandaq the Allah of Fateh Makkah you are the Allah who sent the Ababil with tiny little pebbles which destroyed the army of Abraha اے اللہ you are the Allah who sent the angels in Badr and other places آج بھی تو وہی خدا ہے اے اللہ تیری قدرت میں کوئی کمی نہیں آئی we have gone weak but you haven't become weak اے اللہ you can shake up even today the enemy forces oh my beloved Allah یا اللہ either give them hidayat of iman and islam or shake the ground beneath their feet cause their planes to crash in the mountains of Allah cause their ships to sink in the oceans of Allah create such division and disunity amongst their ranks that, oh Allah, their alliances and coalitions all vanish and dissolve. Ay mere Allah, tu musalmano ko ek kar de, musalmano ko nek kar de, masjid aqsa ki hifazat farma, Allah rabain sharifain ki hifazat farma. Oh my beloved Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried so much for this ummat, so much of his blood was shed for this ummat. Allah, how many times the place of his sajda were wet with his tears. Oh Allah, his ihram was wet with his tears in Hajjatul Wida. Ay mere pyare khuda, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much he cried for us. How much of his blood was shed in Taif, in Uhud, and so many other places. Allah, when he used to go for sajda in the Haram Sharif, the intestines of animals were placed on his back. His little daughter used to say, oh my beloved father, why are they doing this to you? Oh my Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam hadn't cursed anyone. He hadn't hurt anyone. He hadn't stolen the property of anyone. He was crying, oh Allah, for the ummat. He was shedding the blood for the ummat. Today when he is informed that ummat for whom so much of your blood was shed, that ummat for whom you shed so much of your tears and for whom you made so much sacrifices, that ummat today in the casinos, in the discos, in the theaters, in the movies, filthy magazines in their hands, watching filthy movies in their homes. Oh Allah, when he is informed that the ummat has made even their sitting rooms and bedrooms into cinemas and theaters today. Where Allah, when he is informed that just a few meters from his haram, few meters from his resting place, the worst of films can be seen on the screens. Oh Allah, when he is informed that Baytullah Sharif, a few meters away, the filthy music can be heard and the filthy films can be seen in the hotel rooms. Allah, when he's informed that the magazines and the newspapers dedicate pages and pages towards the showing of filthy pictures, ay, bere Allah, what kind of injury and pain we must be causing to him. Allah, in his time, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahud and nasara caused him pain. Today we are the cause of his pain and injury. Allah, hamari halat badal de. We cannot lose hope in you, O my Allah. You can change the condition as you change that of the sahaba ikram. Allah, they were from the kuffar, from the mushrikeen, from the yahood and the nasara. But when they accepted Islam at the hands of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they read the kalima, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. O Allah, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. Allah, if you could have changed them, then, oh Allah, what is it difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts? Allah, take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Distance us from the road to shaitan and nafs. Mere Allah, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Allah, so many janaza salats we have performed. So many janazas we have shouldered to the graveyard. So many people we have buried in their graves. Ek din hamari bhi bari aayegi. Ek din hamara bhi janaza chalega. Ek din hamare badan bhi par bhi kafan ki chadar dali jayegi. Ay Allah, ghusle mayyit dala jayega. Ay Allah, before the water of mayyit is poured over our bodies, give us the tawfiq of pouring the water of toba over our hearts. Oh Allah, before the garment of kafan is put over our body, give us the tawfiq to put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. May Allah bless us with happiness in this world, happiness in the qabr, and happiness in the akhirat. May Allah protect us from the azab of qabr, from the azab of jahannam. Oh Allah, protect us from all the fitnas that are lashing at us. The storms of fitnas are lashing at us. Oh Allah, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Protect the entire ummah from the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco or a cinema or a theater or glued to some filthy movie or in some prostitute quarters. Oh Allah, in adultery or fornication. Give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah right now, tonight, oh my beloved Allah. We don't want to return to those sins. Give us himmat and courage to stay away. Ya Allah, we know that sins haven't brought us any happiness. Our homes are on fire. Oh Allah, there's nothing but arguments and disputes and quarrels and fights. Ya Allah, bless us with sukoon, bless us with itminan. Unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, wives and husbands, and the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire life he made duas for us. All the khair that he asked for us, bless us with that khair. Nabi-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially in Hajjatul Wida, mere pyare Nabi-e Hajr-e-Aswad ko chum karke jo bhaga tha, rukne-e-Yamani ko chum karke jo bhaga tha,
عذاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو بھاگا تھا، میرے اللہ حتیب کے اندر نمازیں پڑھ کر جو بھاگا تھا، اینڈ اسپیشلی ایٹ ملتزم واللہ ہی اٹیچڈ ہز چیسٹ، ہاؤ لانگ ہی کرائڈ، ہاؤ مچ آف ٹیئرز مائی بیلوڈ نبی شیڈ، دیٹ از احرام بیکیم ویٹ ود ہز ٹیئرز، اللہ ہاؤ مچ ہی بیگڈ فار اس دے بیہائنڈ دا مقام ابراہیم آفٹر ڈرنکنگ زمزم آن صفا اینڈ مروہ اینڈ مینا اینڈ اسپیشلی ان عرفات فرام ظہر ٹل مغرب دیٹ معصوم اینڈ سن لیس نبی از بیگنگ، اے اللہ مزدلفے کی رات جو مانگا اور بھی جہاں مقامات مقدسہ پر مانگا، اللہ بلیس اس ود آل دیٹ خیر دیٹ ہی آسک فار اس، بلیس اور پیرنٹس اور وائفز اینڈ چلڈرن بردرز اینڈ سسٹرز ود دیٹ خیر اینڈ دا انٹائر امت ود دیٹ خیر، and from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, O Allah, protect the entire ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except all the works of deen that are taking place. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما، ان کے ہونے والے اجتماعات کو قبول فرما، اے اللہ ان کے گشت و تعلیم کو قبول فرما، اے اللہ خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما، مدارس مساجد کی محنت قبول فرما، اے اللہ دارالعلوموں کی محنت قبول فرما، اے اللہ جو بھی دین کا کام کر رہے سب کو اخلاص کی توفیق سے مالا مال فرما، اے اللہ جس کا بھی ہم پر احسان ہو تیرا شائن شان ان کو جزائے خیر عطا فرما، ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم، ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم، سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون، والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.